But the last chalukah for Papa is Acher Asuda. Acher Asuda Tuna Brachah Lefneim Ulacharayim. Most Rishonim learn, not like Rashi. Most Rishonim learn like Tosfos, that it means after the Suda, everything needs a Brachah Lefneim Ulacharayim. Not only Peres, but also Basar and Dogim and so on. Anything that's brought after the Suda, after what Rishonim say, after the Shulchan is taken away or the Lechem is taken away, Sila Kapas. So it no longer belongs to the Suda, and it needs a bracha lefanav and la'achu. That's the sheet of Tosfos and the Rosh and the Rabbeinu Yonah and the Palamar and the Ravid and the Ramban. They all learn that means achasila kapas. You have to have a bracha. Achasila kapas. What you have afterwards for dessert needs a bracha lefanav and la'achu. So the lefanav, I understand how much he doesn't pass. It's not part of the Suda, and it's not connected to the pass at all. The pass has been removed. So what does that have to do with the pass? How much he can't pass it anymore? It's not on the orbit of the pass. But what? Why does it need a bracha achrayinu? Why can't birchas hamazon pater? Why can't birchas hamazon pater? Why doesn't birchas hamazon pater dessert? Even if it's not part of the suda, but let birchas hamazon pater dessert in its own right, independently of the suda. Birchas hamazon pater is the suda, and let birchas hamazon pater the dessert. After all, what bracha do you make on the peiros? Let's say you make the ala eitzvot priates. What's ala eitzvot priates? It's a contraction of birchas hamazon. Well, I'm making birchas hamazon mamish. So why can't my birchas hamazon part of the peiros also, or part of the pasabah bekistan also, or the basar also, the bari nefashos? They would have said on the basar, birchas hamazon is better than bari nefashos. So why can't the birchas hamazon part of the dessert independently? Then is Rashi's shita is that so Rashi addressed it a little bit. I mean, Rashi has a different shita in the whole Gemara, but Rashi, when he talks about peiros, why do peiros need a bracha la'achrov? Why doesn't birchas hamazon part of them? So Rashi says because they're not muzzin. So that's one possibility, because they're not muzzin. We'll see in a second. I think it's a machlekes kishayim. Rashi says secondly, if for some reason birchas hamazon can't pater these things that come after the suda, since they're not part of the suda, whatever the reason might be, I mean, the emes is we could already say now. There's two possible directions we could look. Why can't birchas hamazon pater the dessert? Maybe we should already put it on the table now. There's two possibilities. One is birchas hamazon doesn't pater dessert, because maybe birchas hamazon can't do double duty. I already making birchas hamazon on the suda, so the same birchas hamazon that I use to pater the suda, it can't also pater the dessert. Maybe by itself it could, but since it's already used up, maybe there's one birchas hamazon per suda, or one birchas hamazon per bracha rishayna. Maybe every bracha rishayna has to have its own bracha achrayna. So I can't, the birchas hamazon is not able to do both at the same time. That's one possibility. The other possibility is to say, no, maybe that's not a problem. Maybe birchas hamazon be'etzim could do a double duty. But here, maybe birchas, you can't say birchas hamazon on things that don't warrant the birchas hamazon. Maybe birchas hamazon, maybe things whose bracha achrayna is bar nefoshes, or even bracha achas mein sholesh, maybe birchas hamazon doesn't pater them. We show in this lashon. Do you say yesh b'chal sholish me'en sholish? The sholish brachas birchas hamazon is basically sholish brachas. I'll tell you the meitav later. Birchas hamazon, does the full birchas hamazon, does it pater things that really are supposed to only have a me'en sholish? So maybe it doesn't. Maybe birchas hamazon doesn't pater a me'en sholish. So those are the two possible directions that we could look. And then the second question, which is it, now that we know that birchas hamazon doesn't pater dessert, since dessert is not part of the suda, birchas hamazon doesn't pater. Whichever way we, either because birchas hamazon can't do double duty, or because birchas hamazon we don't say yesh b'chal sholosh me'en sholosh. So why, when you have peiros b'toich ha'suda, does birchas hamazon pater them? After all, peiros in the middle of a suda are also not part of the suda. V'haraya, they need a bracha rishayna. If they would be part of the suda, they would be tefillah to the bread. So most Rishonim hold that anything that's part of the suda, dvarim aboyim machmas ha-suda, even if it's not lalachas as a pas, as long as it's tefillah to the suda, so how much part is it? I talked yesterday, what's the havan in that? But that's except for Rashi, most Rishonim hold dvarim aboyim b'teich ha-suda, anything that's part of the suda, how much part is? But peiros in the middle of suda, how much does not part? Why? Because peiros are not machmas ha-suda, so they're not part of the suda. Well, if they're not part of the suda, so why does hamaitzi pater them? Why are they different than dessert? Like, what's this? They seem to occupy this middle ground. They're not part of the Suda for Bracha Rishayna, but they are part of the Suda for Bracha Achayna. What should be the difference? So these are the two issues here that are in play. So there's a Balamar. So Balamar says at the beginning of Arif Sochim. He's not even talking about Agamar, but he just says a yesod that Birchas Hamazon cannot do double duty. If Birchas Hamazon was used up for one, to be the bookend for one Bracha Rishayna, it can't be the bookend for another Bracha Rishayna. He says every Bracha Rishayna has to have its own Birchas Hamazon, has to have its own Bracha Achayna. The case that the Balamar is talking about is a case where you're eating two meals with bread. So in the case, Peres Mapu Makadosh. That there was you were eating Friday afternoon, and then it became Shabbos, got dark. So the halacha is you have to cover the bread and make kiddush. It's not so clear in the Gemara. Do you have to make a new hamaitzi, and do you have to bench on the suda that was just finished? So there's three possibilities. Could be you don't have to make a new hamaitzi and you don't have to bench. So it runs one to the other. It could be you do have to make a new hamaitzi, but you don't have to bench, and it could be you have to bench and you have to make a new hamaitzi. So the Balamar says, this is not our sugi right now, and I don't remember all the details, but the Balamar says that if you would have to make a new hamaitzi, then a vadi would have to first bench. If I remember correctly, he holds you don't have to do either. You don't have to bench, nor do you have to make a new hamaitzi, I think. Or maybe he holds you have to make both. I think he holds you don't have to do either one. But he said, that's for sure. It can't be that you make a new hamaitzi, but you don't have to bench. He says, because that's then how's that going to work? It means you're going to make a new hamaitzi. You're going to have a whole new suddah. And then at the end, you're going to bench, and the benching is going to go on both suddahs, on both hamaitzis. It's going to close both hamaitzis. You made two hamaitzis with one benching. He says, it can't be. Every hamaitzi has to have its own birchas hamazon. Every bracha rishayna, I think it's lesson. Every bracha rishayna needs its own bracha achayna. That's the yisayid of the Balamar. The Rav Yitzchak and the whole yisayid, we'll see in a minute. But that's the yisayid of the Balamar. So the feed that you say to the Balamar, so I understand very well why Birchas HaMazon can't part the dessert. Because since dessert needs its own Bracha Rishayna, it's not part of the Suda, and it needs its own Bracha Rishayna, so every Bracha Rishayna needs its own Bracha Achayna. So Birchas HaMazon can't do double duty. Birchas HaMazon parts the Suda, but it can't also part of the dessert. So the dessert needs its own Bracha Rishayna. Since the dessert is a separate thing, it needs its own Bracha Rishayna. So therefore it has to have its own Bracha Achayna as well. So that's the first sheet over here, that Birchas HaMazon can't do double duty. Oh, so we have to understand though. So why is it different when you have Paris in the middle of the meal? You have Paris in the middle of the meal, they do need their own Bracha Rishayna. The Balamar also holds, like most Rishayna, Paris in the middle of a meal need their own Bracha Rishayna. That's the middle bubble of her papa. So if they need their own Bracha Rishayna, so how does Birchas HaMazon part of them? So the Balamar, by us, Balamar addresses this. Says the Balamar, his lashon is v'chol mashe b'toicha suda. Anything that's in the middle of the suda, the peiros even that are in the middle of the suda, who michlal hasviya d'chsev v'yachalta v'savata v'rachta. Peiros in the middle of the meal are included in the sviya of Yachalta v'savata. So therefore, Birchas HaMazon patters them. They're not covered by the hamaitzi, but they are covered by the benching, because they're part of the sviya of the suda. So the chor, what he's saying is, not so clear, the chor, what he's saying is, that the peiros, they're not mamish part of the suda. If they would be mamish part of the suda, then hamaitzi would patter them, because anything that's part of the suda, hamaitzi patters. There's the Balamar, no, they're not part of the suda. Not part of the Suda. Yeah, everybody agrees they're not boy machmas of Suda. But they are part of the Sviya of the Suda. That's this middle ground, the opera. They're not part of the Suda mamish. They're separate from the Suda, not with Sarach HaSuda. But when you when you look back at the Yechalta v'Savot of the Siddur, they belong to the Yechalta v'Savot of the Siddur. They're not a separate sphere. They're part of the sphere of the Siddur. So Le'in Bracha Yishayim, they're not part of the Siddur. HaMagid doesn't part of them. Le'in Bracha Achrayna, they are part of the Siddur. They are part of the sphere of the Siddur. And therefore the same Birchas HaMazon, the part of the Siddur, part of them too. If the Balamor has this rule that every bracha rishayim needs some bracha achayna, which is what he sounds like, in the, what he says in Ari Pesachim, so at the end of the day, doesn't this violate the rule? Here you have these payers in the middle of the Siddur, they have a bracha rishayim, they don't have a bracha achayna. So I think the answer has to be that it's not an arbitrary rule. Like, even though he says it in that lashon, every bracha rishayim needs some bracha achayna, the havan in that rule is that every Siddur needs its own bracha achayna. The bracha achrayna can't do double duty. It can't be the bracha achrayna for suda. You can't have one benching for two sudas. It's one benching per suda, and likewise, presumably with other bracha achraynas. But here he's saying here it doesn't violate the rule. The payers that are in the middle of the suda, they're part of the suda li'inyan, the benching. Because as far as the zviyachalta v'savot is concerned, they were part of the suda. So it's not the birchas hamazon is not doing double duty. It's patterning the svi of the suda, and the payers in the middle of the suda belong to the svi of the suda. Le'inyan bracha rishayna, they don't belong to the Siddur, so they need their own bracha rishayna. But le'inyan bracha achrayna, they do belong to the v'yachalta v'savot of the Siddur. So it doesn't violate the rule, even though the Baal HaMor said the rule in a language of every bracha rishayna needs its own bracha achrayna, but you have to say it doesn't mean it literally. He means every achila needs its own bracha achrayna. But the parents that are b'teich ha-Siddur, le'inyan b'chas ha-Mosul, le'inyan v'yachalta v'savot, they belong to the Siddur. But the things that you have for dessert, they have to see the kapas, they don't belong to the Suda at all. Even the Vechalta v'Savot of the Suda, they don't belong to. So then Bechas HaMazon can't pater them, because Bechas HaMazon can only pater one thing, it can't pater two. The Bechas HaMazon was used up patering the Suda, and the Vechalta v'Savot of the Suda, it's not available to pater the dessert. So that's the Shita of the Baal HaMor. That's the Avon of the Baal HaMor. That Bechas HaMazon, maybe by rights, Bechas HaMazon ought to pater the benching. In other words, Maybe Lefila Balmar could very well be that Birchas HaMazon be'etzem could pat the payers. Let's say, for example, let's say you had payers, Shivus Aminim, and by accident you said Birchas HaMazon, which is initially the Rishonim discussing when they're talking about Yesh B'chal Sholosh Me'en Sholosh. Let's say I ate figs and I accidentally benched. Could very well be the Balmar might hold that it would work. Rabban discusses whether it works. Could be the Balmar would hold that it would work. Yesh B'chal Sholosh Me'en Sholosh. If benching works for bread, about it works for payers. So why doesn't it work for dessert? The answer is, it would work for dessert, but it's used up because it already worked for the Suda, and one Birchas HaMazon can't go for two Sudas. So if you used up the Birchas HaMazon for the Suda, you can't use it up also, you can't use it again for the parents they ate after the Suda. You can use it for the parents they were B'teich HaSuda, because Le'inyan benching, they're part of the Suda, so the Birchas HaMazon is just pattering one Suda. But the parents that are after the Suda, after Sila Kapas, they don't belong to the Suda at all, therefore Birchas HaMazon can't pater. That's the Baal HaMor. The Ramban.
Is there just as a included? It seems like the Baal HaMor specifically says that Berchas HaMazon can't pater two brachos of Avoti. Meaning specifically Avoti sounds like it's establishing a Suda. Would you classify someone having the fruits after the meal as a Suda in and of itself? Is it possible to suggest that maybe the Baal HaMor holds that you can't have two Sudas be covered by benching, but potentially that's not really the real reason why he holds that the payers after the Suda? That's not a Suda, that's just, quote unquote, snap. Potentially you would agree with the Ramban.
I hear. Could be. I think this is the simplest way. What I'm saying is that we don't have to multiply. We don't have to multiply more entities. We already have at hand this far of the Baal HaMor that Birchas HaMazon, and I think it's also Mistaba that way. The same way Birchas HaMazon can't cover two Amitzis, can't cover two Sudas, so it can't cover a Suda and anything else that doesn't belong to the Suda. We want the Birchas HaMazon to cover the. It already parted the Suda. The same way it doesn't pater. The same way Birchas HaMazon can't pater two Sudas, it can't pater a Suda plus something else. I think that's the simplest way. The Ramban in Ari Pesachim, also in Ari Pesachim, a little bit later, it's Chavdal and Amadala from the Dap Erev. There's a whole long Ramban over there about whether you say Ala Gefen after the Dalit Kaisis, after each of the Dalit, after which ones of the Dalit, it's a big tumult in the Shani. We only make an Ala Gefen after the last one of the Dalit Kaisis, because we assume that the first two Kaisis were pastored by Birchas HaMazon. But that's the whole discussion the Ramban is marach about it, also not Mamish Rasa Gidol. But B'teich HaDvarim, the Ramban says, that if you benched on Paris, Stam, you had payers and you benched on them. He says, you're not yetzer. And the Ramban says, we don't say yesh b'chal sholosh me'ein sholosh. And he brings a proof. Right? That's the shit of the Ramban. We don't say yesh b'chal sholosh me'ein sholosh. If you benched on payers, you're not yetzer. Ramban holds, if you benched on mezoinus, you are yetzer. Because that's Muslim, so it's not so far away from benching. It's Al-Ards, Al-Muslim. You can say Muslim. Because I'm Muslim. But Paris are not Muslim. You can't bench on Paris, even b'di'evit. If you bench on Paris, you're not Yetzi. The Rambam brings a proof from the din of Dvorim Aboyim Achar Asudah from Agamar. It says in the Agamara that if you that the Paris that you have for dessert or the meat, whatever it is, things that you have for dessert, they need a bracha l'fayim and a bracha and the bracha l'achareyim. Says the Rambam, why do they need a bracha l'achareyim? Why doesn't Birchas HaMazon pata them? It must be that Birchas HaMazon doesn't pata things that aren't Muslim. So you see in the Ramban that he doesn't hold for the Baal HaMorz Yisoy that Birchas HaMazon can't do double duty. Because if he held for the Baal HaMorz Yisoy, then the cast and the rye wouldn't start. Maybe the reason why Birchas HaMazon doesn't pata the dessert, maybe Birchas HaMazon could pata the Paris. If you're making Birchas HaMazon only on the Paris. But this is Birchas HaMazon is already used up to pata the Sudah. It's not available to pata the Paris. Then Allah Acher Sudah. The Ramban doesn't say that. The Ramban thinks that the Birchas HaMazon, if Birchas HaMazon could pat the Paris, then it would pat to the Paris that are boy Macher Asudim. So you see in the Ramban that he's talking Chaylik on the Baal HaMor, and he holds that Birchas HaMazon Be'etzim could do double duty, and it could pat the Paris, and it could, and I'm sorry, it could pat there, it could do double duty, it could pat there two Sudas, and it could pat there two Achilas. The reason why it can't pat there the Dvorim Abayim Lacher Asudah is because they're not Mozon, and Birchas HaMozon can't pater Mozon. And Paris, even though they need a Me'ein Sholosh, but Birchas HaMozon, when you say Allah Erz V'Allah Mozon, so it has no Shaykhus to Paris. You can't make up, you can't bench on Paris. And the emesis, he says, that if it's that Mezoinus already, if you had Mezoinus for dessert, Birchas HaMozon would pater it. He learns that's the Pshat in Pasa Bo Bekisnin. The Pasa Bo Bekisnin, he says, needs its own bracha. The Gemara says, "Ein lecha dover." Rav Sheshes said, "Rav Sheshes thinks that Paris b'tei chazuda need a bracha achreina and a bracha achreina." Okay, we don't pass like Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes thought Paris b'tei chazuda need a bracha achreina and a bracha achreina. But Pasavah b'kisnin needs a bracha rishayina, but not a bracha achreina. What's the difference? So Taisa said, because they're a dover muot, so since they're a dover muot, they're able to be tuffel to the suda, even according to Rav Sheshes. But the Ramban says because they're Muslim, so benching covers them independently. So it's in the Chalami. The Rav Sheshes holds that Paris b'tei chazuda, they're not part of the suda. They're not covered not by mamaytzi, not by benching. And we all like our papa that they are covered by the. But Rav Sheshes says Paris b'tei chazuda they need a bracha lefneim and a bracha l'achreim. But pasabah b'kisnin, which is also not part of the suda, it's just a dessert food. Pasabah b'kisnin b'tei chazuda needs a bracha lefneim, but not a bracha l'achreim. Says the Ramban, why? Because that's already mizaynus. So the Birchas HaMazon could go in independently. It's the Ramban's own Shita. The Ramban Shita is, you know, so you have now, it comes out, it's emerging, we have two Mahalakim, how to understand this last dinner of Papa. Why is it that the dessert needs its own bracha Rishon, we understand, but why does it need its own bracha Achayna? Lefila Balmar, it's a very simple shot, because Birchas HaMazon can't do double duty, it was used up for the Suda, it can't go on the dessert. The Ramban says, that's not true, that's not the shot. Birchas HaMazon could very well do a double duty. Rather, the reason why, Ramban holds be'etzem, we don't say yesh b'chal sholosh me'ein sholosh. Birchas HaMazon can only pat the things that are mozon. And peiros and the dvorim habayim achar suda, the Gemara is talking about, are not mozon, and therefore Birchas HaMazon doesn't pat them. But in Echinami, said the Ramban, if you would have pasav b'kistan for dessert, or you'd have anything that's mezoinus for dessert, then Birchas HaMazon would pat it. It's not part of the meal. It's after sila kapas. It doesn't matter. Birchas HaMazon would pat it independently. At Kedekak, that the Ramban is done. What if you had, if you had dates for dessert? Dates. The Gemara says in Daf Yud Beis that dates are mezen zayni. Dates are zong. They're zayni. The Gemara says if you said birchas hamozon on dates, so b'di'evad you're yotzei because they're mezen zayni. Ferish Gemara, amazing zayin. So the Ramban is done. That maybe dates. If you had dates for dessert, well, that's a pshat. That's trapping more Daf Yud Beis. It might say that more Daf Yud Beis. But a kapon Ramban is done, since dates, the Gemara says the mason zayini, maybe dates not if you have them for dessert, so the benching would part of them. Either not part of the meal, they're not any more part of the meal than if you have bananas for dessert. But since the mason zayini, maybe you can make birchas hamazon on dates. Not obviously, not the thing you would normally do lechatchila, because it's more brachas than you need. But here you're benching anyway, so it could cover the dates. Because birchas hamazon could do the double duty of covering the sud and covering the dates.
Is there a ban any different than Rashi and Rasuga?
In this Nakud, it's like Taka like Rashi. It's not like Rashi and how he learns her pump and everything. In this Nakud, it's Taka Derek Rashi. That Birchas HaMazon, there's no problem Birchas HaMazon doing double duty. And the reason why Birchas HaMazon, the whole issue, whether or not Birchas HaMazon practice things, is whether there is only has to do with whether they're Muslim.
Wouldn't he have to learn up the third
bubble
like Rashi also?
So right? So the Ramban learns that the Dvarim Abayim La'achar HaSodah, the Ramban learns, we're not talking about mazon. If you had oatmeal for dessert, then birchas hamazon would pata. We'd not need a bracha chayim. Or maybe even tomorrow. If you had cookies for dessert, the Ramban would say they would not need their own bracha chayim. Because they're mazon. Pasav abakistin. That's really pasav abakistin. Pasav abakistin, since it's mazon, birchas hamazon could pata. When the Gemara says in the third case of Rapapa that dvarim that la'achar asuda ain't tunu bracha la'lefneim lachareim, it's talking about peiros that you had for dessert, where it's talking about if you had meat for dessert or fish for dessert or other things that are not Muslim, so those are the things, so then Birchas HaMazon doesn't pat them. But in a Chirami, if you had oatmeal for dessert, most people don't, but if you had oatmeal for dessert, or if, for that matter, if you had cookies for dessert, which people actually might do, so then, or cake for dessert, then the Ramban would say, then Birchas HaMazon would pat it. Because I don't care, it's not part of the meal, but Birchas HaMazon could pat it independently. Because once it's Muslim, so Yesh Bechal Sholosh, Mein Sholosh. So if that's the case, that you can't bench on peiros because they're not muzzling, so why, if you have peiros in the middle of the meal, does the benching cover it? After all, the peiros, they're not muzzling, so how does the benching cover them? So, yichalanu lema, we could say, like we said before in the Baal HaMor, that the peiros that you have in the middle of the meal, they're tuffle to the meal. Either not tuffle for hamaytzi, they do need a bracha rishona. So we'll say they're like the Baal HaMor is mechalek, that they're not part of the suddah, but they're part of the svi of the suddah. We already saw them in the Baal HaMor. We could use that for the Ramban too. But the emes is, I think it's merumas in the Ramban and another pshat, because the lashon in the Ramban, the lashon in the Ramban is, he says lamadnu migmara seina. We learn out from the Gemara, from our Gemara, from the Bavli, that kol she'enoi min mazoin. Man is summing up. He's saying, we learn from the sugyo that anything that's not mozoin in its own right, like cookies or maybe dates, those are mozoin in their own right. So birchas hamazon can pata them. But if something that's not mozoin in its own right, and it's also not being eaten, and it's not bichlal mozoin b'tei chasudo, and it's also not being eaten as mazon b'tei chasuda, like peiros in the middle of the suda, so birchas hamazon doesn't pat. So mechal hayin at shemei lat, or mechal lav at shemei hayin. The Ramban is saying birchas hamazon does not pat things that are not mazon and are not being eaten. What's the lashon again? And are not being eaten bechlal mazon b'tei chasuda. But the inverse is that things that A, are mazon in their own right, like cookies, birchas hamazon patters, and things that are eaten as bechlal mazon b'tei chasuda. They're eaten as bechlal mazon, they're included in the mazon b'tei chasuda. Then birchas hamazon does patter. I think, it sounds to me, what the Ramban here is being meram is an explanation of why when you have peiros b'tei chasuda, does birchas hamazon patter. Not because they're tuffel to the suda. Or not even because they're tuffle to the svi of the suda, like the Baal HaMor said. I'm not saying a nusfar. Birchas HaMazon, be'etzim should pater everything, because it could do double duty. But Birchas HaMazon only paters things that are Muslim. So it doesn't pater peiros because they're not Muslim. It could pater cookies and cereal, and maybe tomorrow, because those are Muslim. Peiros are not Muslim, Birchas HaMazon can't pater. But peiros that are eaten b'tei chasuda become Muslim. Because since I'm eating them together with things that are Muslim, B'toy chasuda, meaning together with things that are mazon. So the payers that are b'toy chasuda become mazon also. In this regard, maybe it's taka like the balamor, but it's a different kinesh. But they get subsumed in the mazon of the suda. They're also mazon, because as part of the suda, they're also mazon. They contribute to the being mazon. They become part of the zon of the suda. And mainly you can bench them, because now that they're mazon, yesh b'chal sholosh, mein sholosh. I think it's a new avon over here in the Ramban. So it comes out that there are three in the Ramban. We have a new take on the whole on the whole thing. That the Fidei Ramban, the Fidei Balamor, Birchas Hamazon can have to double duty. So therefore, Birchas Hamazon can't go on dessert because it's double duty. Birchas Hamazon, it was used up. You can't use it for dessert. Things that are b'tei chasudah. So that's not called double duty because they're tufel to the suda. So Birchas Hamazon patas them. Ayah doesn't patas them for a ma'isi. So Rabbi Balamar says a distinction. They're not part of the for the Birchas Hamazon, they're not part of the suda. But for Birchas Hamazon, that's due to Birchalta v'sivotu, they are part of the suda. That's the ma'alach of the Balamar. The Ramban is a different ma'alach. The Ramban learns there's no issue with Birchas Hamazon doing double duty. Birchas Hamazon is very versatile. It could do double duty, guns fine. Not a problem. The feel of Ramban, if you had a suda, and then you were Masech Das, and you made another Hamaitzi, and you had another Suda, you can make Birchas Hamazon on both Sudas. He doesn't have the Ramban, the Balamor Svara, that Birchas Hamazon can't go on two different things. So why can't Birchas Hamazon go on dessert? Since a different reason entirely, because dessert's not Mazon. And if you happen to have Mazon for dessert, like Pasav or Bekistin, then in Nechrami, Birchas Hamazon would patter it. So the Fidei Ramban, there's no Birchas Hamazon, is always around, you can patter whatever is around, but only things that are Mazon. Dessert is not Mazon. Unless it is. If it happens to be Muslim, then it would, then Birchas Hamazon would patter. But our Papa, when he said the third chalukah, Dvarim Abam Lachasudi, meant the things that are not Muslim that normally you have for dessert. So those things Birchas Hamazon doesn't patter. And therefore, payers Lachasudi, Birchas Hamazon can't patter because they're not Muslim. Birchas Hamazon can't patter. But payers that you had in the middle of a Suda, says the Ramban, payers that you had in the middle of a Suda, Birchas Hamazon could patter because Birchas Hamazon could patter, not because they're tofel to the Suda. Not because they're tofel to the Suda, because if they were tofel to the Suda, Hamaitzi would patter them. You wouldn't even need a Bacha Mishayna. They're not tofel to the Suda. But they become Mazoin. Since they become Mazoin, so Birchas Hamazon is able to patter them independently. I think that's what he means. It's Bechlal Mazoin B'tei Chasuda. In other words, I think you have a very similar thing in the Ravid. And that Balamor at the beginning of Avri Pesachim, where he says that Birchas Hamazon can't do double duty. So by Paris Mapu Makadish, if you're eating a meal Friday afternoon and now you're gonna make a new hamaitzi, so you have to first bench, because you can't have one benching for two sudas. The Ravid is chalik. And the Ravid says, no, doesn't think that's true. Thinks you could have Birchas Hamazon at two sudas. The Ravid brings a raya from Paris Shibatai Chasuda, the Birchas Hamazon patters them. The Ravid brings a raya from the second Bava Rapapa. Paris Batai Chasuda. Birchas Hamazon patters them. He says, you see, Birchas Hamazon can do double duty. The first and Ravid, that he holds that the payers b'tei chasuda are not tuffel to the suda. The Birchas Hamazon is not patterning them as part of the suda. The Birchas Hamazon is patterning them independently. Because Birchas Hamazon can do double duty. And from there he brings a raya. In other words, the raya is, he thinks they're not part of the suda. If they would be part of the suda, then the Hamaitzi would patter them. They wouldn't need a bracha rishayna. Payers b'tei chasuda need a bracha rishayna. But they don't need a bracha chayna. Why don't they need a bracha chayna? The rival learns because Birchas Hamazon can do double duty. It patters the Suda. And it also patters the Paris B'tei Chasuda that are really not part of the Suda at all, but it doesn't matter. Birchas Hamazon is versatile enough that it can do double duty. So the Chariz Apella. So why, if the Paris came after the Suda, why is it any different? The rival but also learns the Suda like Taisus. That the last Chalukah of Rapapa was that things that you eat after the Suda, if you had Paris after the Suda or anything after the Suda, Birchas Hamazon. If you had it after the Suda, Birchas Hamazon does not patter. Why not? The sight of double duty the Raiva doesn't have. And to say that Birchas Hamazon doesn't patter Paris, you see the Raiva not the way, because the Raiva learns that how does Birchas Hamazon patter Paris b'tei chasuda? He patters Paris b'tei chasuda only because benching patters them independently, because the benching does double duty. So if the benching can do double duty and patter the Paris b'tei chasuda, then why can't it patter the Paris l'achar chasuda? Was the chayyur the Ravid in Arabic Sochem is a pella. The Ravid says Birchas Hamazon could do double duty. His proof is from the fact that Paris b'tei chasuda Birchas Hamazon patters, and he learns up the pshat is Birchas Hamazon goes on those Paris independently. So the Birchas Hamazon is really patterning two different things. It's patterning the suda, and it's patterning the Paris b'tei chasuda that are not part of the suda. And Birchas HaMazon is able to pater them anyway. So you see, he holds A, Birchas HaMazon could do double duty, and B, you could say Birchas HaMazon and Peres. Well, if Birchas HaMazon could do double duty, and if you could say Birchas HaMazon and Peres, so why is it any different if you had the Peres for dessert? Why is it Pella? You have to say that the payers that you had in the middle of the meal, it's double duty. They're not part of the meal, but they become Muslim. And therefore, Birchas HaMazon makes sense in them. The payers they have after the meal, they're not Muslim. Birchas HaMazon doesn't make sense for them. The Lashon of the Ravid by us, there is a Ravid by us, and the Hasogas and the Balamar by us, when the Ravid says that he said the reason why Dvarim Shebetei Chasuda benching patters them, his Lashon is, you know what this means. He says, Nasu Tzorchi Hasudu. They become Tzorchi Hasudu. The Emes, it sounds a little bit more like the Tuffel to the Suda. It doesn't stem with the Ravid in the Arab Sochem, who says that the benching is doing double duty. So I don't know, maybe it's Takastir in the Ravid. The Ravid could do is, says lots of. The Ravid was Chazer a lot. You see, he says in different places different things. And the way that was. You see, even in very often, he in his Perushim, he sometimes he'll say something, and then he'll say, like years later, I changed my mind, and I decided it's a different shot. So maybe it's just a steer in the right. But maybe we say, Al-Derech Ramban, that when he says that we don't want to make a steer in the right, that when he says that the Peres B'Tei Chasuda are Tzorchi HaSuda, he doesn't mean that they're Tofel to the Suda. Tofel to the, not Tofel to the Suda. It's a benching doing double duty. That's why he put a Raya from there against the Balamar. Benching can do a double duty. He's saying that when they're Tzorchi HaSuda, they become Muslim. Since that Tzorchi HaSuda, Peres B'Tei Chasuda, Tzorchi HaSuda, so they facilitate so they become Muslim. Because I have to say, the Lashon of Tzorchi HaSuda is mashma to me more than the Tofel to the Suda. That doesn't work. But in order for not to be a steer in the Ravid, maybe that's what he means. That the Tzorchi HaSuda makes them Muzendik. And once they're Muzend, benching passes them independently. So it's still a proof that benching can do double duty. Because he still thinks that the Peres B'Tei Chasuda are not part of the Suda. If they were part of the Suda, they wouldn't need a Bracha Rishonah. How much would pater them? They're not part of the Suda. But since they're Tzorchi HaSuda, so I could say on them Al Oretz V'Al HaMuzend. And that's why I'm saying the same thing we saw in the Ramban. That Birchas HaMuzend could do double duty. And that's how it pater the Peres B'Tei Chasuda. But it can't pater the Peres L'Achai HaSuda because they're not Muzend. But the Peres B'Tei Chasuda are Muzend. Like we saw in the Ramban, they're Mechal Muzend. They're Mechal Muzend Shebetei Chasuda. They're Mechal Muzend Shebetei Chasuda. So that's the Ravid. Since they're Tzorchi HaSuda, they're Bechal Muzend B'Tei Chasuda. And that's the difference between Peres that are in the middle of the Suda and Peres that are L'Achai HaSuda.
What does the Ravid then mean? Right after he says for some Tzorchi HaSuda, he says Ve'esher Shahid Tzvichim Ve'kiluach Per Shalala Arif Tamach Ve'yitzu B'Tamach Ve'nazu. That sounds, isn't that
right? That sounds like they're just helping the Suda along, not that they become Muslim. Yinechami, I have to say, they become Muslim because they facilitate the Svi of the Suda. Because they're helping with the Svi of the Suda, so they become Muslim. Meaning not that they're satiating, but because they have a job to do in the making you be satisfied, they have a job to do in the Svi, so that makes them into Muslim. Yeah, I don't know, maybe Sakadach. Yeah, if not, then it's Hakastir in the Ravid. The Ravid by us says that Peres Shebetei Chasuda, Birchas HaMazon Patters, because they're Tzorchi HaSuda. The Ravid in Arvi Pesachim brings a Ravid from Peres Shebetei Chasuda, their Birchas HaMazon could do double duty. Echis Kaimus Ne'ed Ramallah, Lachar Tzistir. So again, either it's Hakastir. If you want to be the Ash of the Steer, then Lachar we have to say that the Birchas HaMazon is doing double duty because the Peres are not part of the Suda, the Haraya, and Mitzvah doesn't part of them. All the Ravid means when he says that the Tzorchi HaSuda is that because they facilitate the Suda, so they get to be called Muzen, not because they're Mazen in themselves, but since they have they play a role in the Muzen of the Suda, so somehow you're able to say in them Allah Oretz V'Ala, you're able to say in them Allah Oretz V'Ala Muzen, because they help the Muzen along. But it's still not part of the Suda, and it's still a separate benching. The benching is covering them separately, and it's covering the Suda separately. Okay,
isn't anyways the Ravid Sachem different from the Ravid by us? Because the Ravid by us, where he contrasts the Baal Ma'or with the Bahad, and he is very critical of the Bahad's inclusion of Daisa, meaning Mizonos, in the second Baba of Rapapa as opposed to the first Baba. But in Sachem, he uses one of his examples that he gives, like that's Tony Bracha, Shona Vila Bracha.
You gonna say it again?
In Brachos, he, right, the Bahag, the Ravid brings up the Bahag, who writes up, but Daisa and Minimus Onus, whatever, to the second category, not the first category, as opposed to the Bama Oran. And the Ravid argues, he argues against the Hag and sides with the Bama Or. So, singly, meaning more just like in the general Tosfos camp, that Daisa would be in the first Baba. But here in Pesachim, he uses Daisa as one of his examples, which is Ton Bracha Roshona, the Eino Ton Bracha Achrona. So, anyways, you see it's a steer.
In Brachas, he puts Daisa, he says Daisa is Tvarim. Let's go ahead. The Ravid, we didn't talk about this part of the Ravid. The Ravid, we've been up and out learning the whole sugya. There's two shitas in Rishayim. There's one shita that the first baba or papa is lifton. The second baba or papa is anything that's not lifton, like kruv, like Rashi, kruv, daisa, anything that's not lifton. And then we have Taisis who says, you know, the first baba or papa is all the meal foods. The second baba or papa is peris. In the Ravid's mavur, there's really three shitas. The Ravid brings a shita of the he brings the Bahag, which is like Rashi, that the first baba is lifton, and the second baba is anything that's not lifton. But then he brings a shita of what he says from the goin. Goin normally means Rav Haigoin. He brings a shita of Rav Haigoin, which he ascribes to the Baal Amor. He learns his way up in the Baal Amor that the first baba is the first baba. The first baba is also lifton. The first part, the first page of the Bahag. The Bahag puts Paris. Bahag puts Paris in the last category, like Rashi. Right, that's what the Bahag. The Ravid brings Machlek is the Bahag and Rav Haigoin. Where did Paris belong? The Bahag holds like Rashi that Paris are like Roshesus. They need Bracha Lefneim and Lachareim, and that's the last category of Rav Papa. And the first two categories of Rav Papa are Lifton. That's kind of the first one, doesn't need any bracha. And the middle category of Rav Papa is the foods that are not lifted. Then he brings from the Goyin, it's sussum in the Ravid. But you see from the kashas that he has to say, we understood. The first the Rav Haigoin holds that peiros are in the second category. But he still holds that the first category is only lifted. Only dvarim habayim lelafis apas, only lifted. Doesn't have to be. I think it's mashma. It doesn't have to be simultaneous with the bread, but it has to be dvarim habayim lelafis apas, like meat. Meat is bo lelafis apas because you could have a meat sandwich, but cereal, he says, is not in the first category. Cereal is in the second category together with peiros, and the Ravid is then chaylik on both. He says they're both wrong because the Mishnah says that pas patas by peiros. So see, that pas patas cereal, even though it's not lifton. And therefore, he holds like Tosfos that the first category is any meal food, including cereal, and the second category is peiros, and the third category is dessert. So in the Ravid, there's a new sheet in the Shulchan that we didn't have, the sheet of Rav Haigoin. That you have the first category is lifton, the second category is peiros, and Rav Papa doesn't really talk explicitly about cereal, but lemaisa cereal is in the second category. And these are Bracha Lefanim and not a Bracha Lachav. Right. So now what are you asking me?
So the Ravid here in Pesachim is explicit that is Daisa is one of the things, and he links Daisa and Peros in the second category of things.
In the Shita of Rav Hagelin.
Well, he's in, meaning,
he's Chaylokai.
He ends up being Kolek. No, in Pesachim, I'm saying. In Pesachim, he just says that.
Oh, in Pesachim.
So, this is just a...
In Pesachim, what do you say? In Pesachim, he says, he brings a raya from Peros and Daisa, right? So he says, from Peros and from Daisa, the Advertai Chasuda, you see that Birchas HaMazon could do double duty. Because he holds...
So you see he's learning differently. Maybe he's learning like Rav Hagelin. But...
Well,
so
exactly,
maybe it's
that's
not the best thing.
He's learning over there that Daisa needs a bracha le'achav but not a bracha le'fanav. That's true. It's like Rav Hagelin over here. It's not like the Rav Hagelin himself over here. That's takastir. You see Taki says something.
Right, so some things, once it's a
stira,
is there still motivation to make it not a stira in the other way?
Well, it's still two initials. Could it be connected? If you hold like a high going cereal is in the middle category. It's not part of the meal. But it doesn't need a bracha achrayna. That must be because benching does double duty. But according to the Rav himself, cereal doesn't even need a bracha rishayna. It's just part of the meal. Peiros need a bracha rishayna, not a bracha achrayna. Maybe, and that's because they're tzorech hasudim. Maybe the Taka Chedmer is the Shetosel. Because maybe the Ravid by us holds not like a Hagelin. So the middle category is only Peiros. It's like Tosfos, like the Ri. The middle category is only Peiros. So Peiros, and where does he say Tzorech HaSudah by us? He says it in the Hagelin, or he says it only when he gets to Zon Shito? What?
Zon
Shito. Okay, very good. So Peiros, maybe a Taka Tzorech HaSudah, because a lot of Rishonim say Tzorech that Peiros, you have Peiros between courses and separate the tastes, and the Peiros are like a... The Peiros have a role to play in facilitating the rest of the meal. So that's Tzorech HaSudah, it's a new Tzorech, Tzorech HaSudah. But the Ravid in the Arvei Pesachim, he says Beferish that cereal is in the second category. That means he's going in the Shita of Rav Hagelin. Well, cereal is not a Tzorech HaSudah. Maybe it's part of the Suda. That's what the Rav himself holds in the thing. But the Rav Hagelin thinks that cereal is not part of the Suda, because it's not Malafis Zapas, and it's never Malafis Zapas, so it's not part of the Suda. Well, it's not Tzorech HaSudah. The meal doesn't go any better, because you have... Look, nobody... Between courses, you might have some fruit to wash down the first course, but nobody has oatmeal between the courses. So it's not a Tzorech HaSudah. So let's talk about Shad. If it's not part of the Suda, then why does it not need a Baruch HaChayim? It must be, because benching does double duty. The pot is the cereal separately and the meal separately. And once you say that, it could work for Peiros too. But by us, he holds that the cereal belongs to the first category. It's mamish part of the Suda. So the second category is only reserved for Peiros. So for Peiros, he doesn't need to come on to the Svarah of benching doing double duty. He can say that it's a Tzorech HaSudah. Maybe it's Taka Cheshbon, that shouldn't be a steer in the Rav. I mean, it's a steer in the Rav. But it's a steer that we anyway have to say. Yeah, that could be a possibility. That's an interesting one. Well, so let's talk us to speak this out again. Let's sum this up in the Ravid, because it's interesting to Kuba. We have a steer in Ravid. What's the pshat in this middle category of Rapapa that needs a bracha does not need a bracha rishayna, but it needs a bracha achrayna? Manasha. It's part of the meal. It's part of the meal. Shouldn't even need a bracha rishayna. And if it's not part of the meal, then it should need a bracha achrayna. So how do you understand the middle category? So we have a stira. The Ravid in Arvei Pesachim says Because benching could do, could pater, benching could pater two things independently. Benching could do double duty. And now Rav Sochi mentions Peres 2, or he only says Daiso?
No, Rav Sochi mentions
Peres 2.
Yeah.
He says benching could do double duty. It could pater the meal, and it could also pater the Peres and the Peres and the cereal that you had in the middle of the meal. So double duty. Yeah, now we have a problem, so why isn't it different than dessert? So if it could do double duty, let it pater dessert also. I have to say, dessert is not Muslim, but Taichasud, it is Muslim. Out there, the Rambah. And the other in the Ravid seems to say different deeper. He says that the reason why this middle category, it's not part of the meal, it needs its own bracha rishayna, but doesn't need a benching. It's a different story entirely because it's sayur chasudah. Sayur chasudah. That's a different word. Sayur chasudah, it facilitates the sudah. So that sounds like it's somehow able to be toppled more close to the balamor. It's like part of the sphere of the sudah. It helps the sudah along, so you can't make a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah doesn't cover it. It's not mamish part of the sudah. But it facilitates the sudah so benching could cover it. So it's a sphere and rive. It sounds like a different svara than what he said in Arif Sokum. So I was saying before, maybe it is the same svara. What he means is, since it's a sarach sudah, therefore it's muzzle. Yeah, the Ilum is right. It's not so partial that's very forced. So maybe we could say what Sage is suggesting is that maybe it's hak a steer and rive, but it's not so terrible because there's anyway a steer and rive. There's a steer and rive because the rive by us, it has a discussion, where does cereal belong? So he brings the shita of the rive of the Rav Haglein, that cereal is in the second category. The first category is only foods that are generally boim lalafis safas. They're not lalafis pas right now, but they're foods that could be malafis safas, like meat and fish. You can make a sandwich out of. But nobody makes a sandwich with oatmeal. You don't have an oatmeal sandwich. So daisa is in the second category. It's dvarim that are not machmas. The daisa together with peres belong in the second category. And the Ravid himself holds like the Ri and Taisus, that the first category includes not only meat and fish, but it also includes cereal. And the second category is only peres. Peres are all by themselves in the second category. The Ravid and Arif Sochim says beferish that cereal is in the second category. It needs a bracha lefana, but not a bracha l'achrim, just like peres. In other words, the Ravid and Arif Sochim is going in the shita of Rav Haglein. So maybe we can say like this. The Ravid by us, when he wants to explain the second category, why do peres, they're not part of the meal, they need a bracha mishayna, so how does benching cover them? So the Ravid by us has a simple explanation, they're tzarech hasuda, because the peres are tzarech hasuda. The peres, in between courses, you have some peres, it helps wash the suda down, so it facilitates the suda. So it's not mamish part of the suda, so hamaitzi doesn't cover it, but it's enough part of the suda that benching can cover it. That's what he says by us. But the Ravid in Arif Sochim can't use that explanation. Because the Ravid in Arif Sochim is going like Rav Haglein, that even cereal is in the second category. Well, cereal is not a tzarech hasudah. Nobody has cereal as an aperitif between courses. It doesn't make any sense. So cereal is stam. So cereal, if it's in the middle section, because not lalafas is a pass. So it can't be tofel. So then it needs an explanation. So why? So how does this be a chasamazin pater? If it doesn't need bracha rishayna, doesn't need bracha rishayna, it's not tuffle to the pass, it's not tuffle to the sudah, because not lalafis is a pass. So why does benching cover it? So there he has to say, a different sort, benching does double duty. So that's why over there he has to come on to this new sort, he's mechadish, here he's going to learn, he's going to Rav Haglein, so there he says, behechach, you have to say that benching does double duty. But by us, he came around to not holding, I don't know which one was first, but by us, he rejects Rav Haglein. And he says, once he rejects Rav Haglein, then you don't need to say this far that benching can do double duty. Because once we're only talking about Paris in the middle category, so Paris, we explain very simply that the Tzarei Chasudah. Yeah, Tachin Bikram Devei Emes, I think maybe that's Emes Rishah. Okay, very good. Okay, so we should dive in here.